Okay, there's gonna be a lot of laughter before this happens.
When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hi there.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I thought we'd talk about something fun today. Dungeons and Dragons, many different varieties, but always good stories to be had. So I was thinking, you know, I've been on adventures and we've run into things, and they always went swimmingly. So let's just talk about things that you can run into while dungeoning. With dragons, and yeah, what could go? Nothing could go wrong with that.
Like, in general, the dungeons, or
the dragons?
Well, like, let's say you get asked to help some villagers. That can never go wrong. I mean, they're just there and needing your help.
Oh my gosh! So, this one time, I was playing Dungeons and Dragons with this dungeon master who may or may not be part of this podcast, and we were playing with my daughter. And because she wanted to play Dungeons and Dragons, and Jeremiah is awesome, so he made up a little story for us to play with her at Geek Girl Con. Yay, Geek Girl Con. And Girl Goblin is real good at the role playing. And here's the thing, she was like, yeah, let's just talk to people, let's go do what they say. And the villagers totally were not great, and they got us into a pretty bad situation where we ended up like robbing this cart, and we didn't know who was good and who was bad, and I had a bit, like she was just fine killing things, which, you know, I should probably be more worried about, but...
You raised her well.
Yeah, I had, like, a bit of an existential crisis, because I was like, do we go meet the villagers back under the bridge and take them the thing?
Wait,
or do we
trolls?
Just take the thing? No, I think it was, like, an elf. You remember? Was it an elf?
An elf troll?
I don't know. I'm making notes that you don't remember exactly what it was, though.
I don't remember exactly. It was like 2 years ago.
It's a shapeshifter now.
Next time you adventure, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Ah! Yeah, but anyhow, it was like a bad existential thing for me. It's just like, what do? Do I take it back to the guy? But I think he's evil, and so if I take it back to him, like, he could do evil things, or I could just take the thing, but does that make me evil? Because I told him I would bring him back the thing, and...
Sounded like you were having fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, beyond just, like, levels of personal dread and anxiety, and I didn't sleep for weeks.
So a good game is what I'm hearing.
It was a really good game.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, you're obviously still thinking about it.
I am still thinking about it.
You still remember it really well.
But see, that's not necessarily a good thing. It keeps me up at night at Jeff, and I need to sleep.
What I'm hearing is you need to play more, because that's the way you feed this itch, Chrissy, is you play more.
What I'm hearing is that I need an Ambien. Don't give me Ambien. It makes me hallucinate.
Oh.
All right. So what happens when you, like, I don't know, find a dragon egg? That should go well, right?
Dragon eggs are...
Delicious?
They're delicious, ooh, but they're omelet. Also an unregulated class 3 reagent.
Ooh.
So they can be used in various dangerous spells.
You'd be every wizard's
and
friend.
Potions. And unguents and such, and without proper supervision, security protocols, and probably like a hazmat suit, you can't take that dragon egg anywhere without the possibility that you are hurt or turned into something horrible. It's ugly. Don't touch dragon eggs, everybody. If you're listening, leave them be.
Or put them in a sack.
Could we kick them into a fire?
No, pretend it's a baby bird. Don't touch it. Its mom will find it.
Like if we kick it into a fire and it kind of boil, like, it would cook the egg and then we could eat it?
What if it makes it hatch?
Or, like, you know, a baby black dragon will pop out and someone in your group will name it Kitty and then bad things will happen.
I feel like in this situation...
It wasn't a very good cat.
Yeah.
Acid drool is no fun.
It was good at scratching.
It was really good at scratching and acting like a cat. Is there not like a bib for
that? Who didn't make a bib?
It's really
bib for the acid rule.
It was on our list of things to do until we found the dad. And then it was just us not, you know, wanting to be anywhere near the dragons anymore.
Did you throw the dragon at the dad? Just, like, punt it?
It was more of a, like, a, here you go, we found your kid. Thanks, Mr. Dragon. Thanks for not eating us. See you later. Thanks for purring. Makes it great.
Did you get eaten?
It was a near thing.
Because I feel like if you're around dragons and you steal one of their kids, it's probably a lot like being around bears and you're gonna get eaten.
It wasn't a good choice, but obviously it wasn't a bad choice because it made good story and nothing horrible happened.
It's morally complex.
And that's how we have fun. Alright, let's say you find a small vial that maybe has a necromantic aura to it. That's gonna go swell, right?
I mean,
you could use that thing for an amulet, you could use it as a...
Can I just have that?
Yeah, I mean, you could just totally have it.
Like, but for reals?
Yeah, I mean, I have it, like, out back. You could, as soon as you come to visit, it's all yours.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, make sure you have it checked out by a cleric first, Chrissy.
I'll do that. And also, okay. I feel like we shouldn't mention this again.
Okay.
For security reasons.
Mm. Yes, Supreme Ruler Chrissy.
So, it doesn't tie together at all, but, like, what happens when you, like, you know, maybe you're going through a place and there's been lots going of, like... Place. Wizards and they're doing things that they shouldn't be, and you know, every once in a while you find some undead, and then you open a secret door, and there's this really nice book on a table.
Okay.
I mean, what do you do next?
You what? Read the when book. You...
Exactly.
It's a book. Always read the book.
Mm-hmm.
When you say really nice book, what can I tell about this book from across the room, Jeff?
I mean, it looks like some kind of leather. It's got some real dark ink. Maybe on the cover.
Do I know the language you maybe don't know? Ooh.
Does it look like it's bound in skin and ground bone and written in the blood of the innocent?
It could. I mean, it definitely fits that model. I mean, it could also just be like an almanac that you just can't see so well. I mean, Torchlight isn't exactly known for its excellent luminosity.
Okay. Can I feel any sort of like malevolent presence coming from this book?
Are you touching it or are you just looking at it?
Like, I'm like... In, like, I can see it, and I'm kind of, like, reaching towards it, but I'm not actually touching it. Like, it's just, like, an aura,
I mean,
maybe.
You probably feel, like, a really strong urge to read it, because, I mean, it's really cool looking.
Oh, it feels dirty. It's, like, there's, like, this kind of hissing in the back of your head. Like, if a moth and a spider had a baby, and that moth spider was skittering on glass that was made out of poison that had been frozen and then cooked with sand... That little...
Okay, I'm torn.
And it's making a mirror of awesomeness that's killing the spider.
Spiders are really cool, and moths suck.
Spiders are really cool.
So I'm kind of torn, but I feel like I'd probably read the book and then get turned into something horrible or die. And then I get really mad because my character's dead, and I probably don't have enough gold to resurrect it because I never play Dungeons & Dragons because I live far, far away from all of the Dungeon Masters I know.
I mean, I guess you're also assuming that if you die, you can be resurrected.
Oh, well, the one time I played and died, they resurrected me. They could have, but I didn't have enough gold, which I think was maybe just people being mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, once we get universal healthcare, then anyone can be resurrected.
Just have enough astral diamonds.
I just get really attached to my character.
That's good. You want to be, like, you know, deeply involved. So when you have those great emotional moments, you're there to feel the feels.
Unless you get too attached, and then you get lost in the steam tunnels, and then you think everything's real, and you get lost, and you end up doing horrible things to people.
I thought you just end up LARPing after that.
LARPing, yeah.
They LARP in the park by my house, and they're really nice, and if you go by while they're LARPing, they'll teach you how.
Yeah, most of the time LARPers are all about having more LARPers.
It's pretty cool. They'll just, like, grab people off the green belt. They're like, hey, you, come LARP.
Come LARP with us. You'll see things and learn. In some ways, they're almost like fairies.
I like
10
that.
10 years later. Where have I been?
I've been in Galdor.
What is this strange world?
I was an orc knight.
See, this is a thing that could go wrong for reals. Because what your family gets all worried. Because
you're all having put up those... fun.
Like little posters all over your town, and like, have you seen my son or daughter? and your, you know, cats miss you. I don't have cats, but probably my kids would miss me, I think. And it would be bad.
Or fun. Sounds like fun.
Or fun. I mean, just like if I was missing for 10 years at this point. That's a long time. Yeah. My kids would be 17 and 19 by the time I showed back up. I think there could be some resentment there.
Let's be honest, they wouldn't have physical bodies anymore. They'd be like virtual kids at that point.
That's true.
So they would just probably would have looked up from their social media and been like, oh yeah, mom's back. Boo-doo-boo-doo.
Yeah, they might not even notice.
With their tablets. And those
tablets and their magic cards.
And their virtual reality. Or it's like the end reality.
Of Flight of the Navigator. Their where blogs. They, you come back and you're the same age, but they're older. And they're like, we've been looking for you the whole time. And then you feel guilty.
Yeah, see, it would be like that.
I mean, Chrissy's got the look of youth to her, so I don't think much would change over 10 years.
This one time, I went on an airplane with my daughter, and the people at the security desk thought we were sisters. And it made my daughter really mad.
Oh. All right, last one. Funny. You find a fancy-looking deck of cards. Like, ooh, the fanciest deck of cards you've ever seen.
Okay.
What do you do?
Like, wait, like playing cards? Or can I tell, like, are these, like, playing cards? Or these,
I mean, from
like,
the outside, they look like playing. Tarot cards? I mean, they could be either.
How many cards are there? Are there a few, a handful, 52. Many?
A 52 deck of fancy playing cards.
Do you consider that to be many cards, Jeff?
I do, in fact, consider that to be many cards.
All right. Are these cards magically enchanted?
Totally.
Are they in a language I understand?
Yes.
Oh.
You should draw one, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
You should even think about how many you want to draw before you draw them.
Yep.
I'm scared right now because I feel like I probably am walking into a trap.
No, only good things happen when you find this deck.
I don't half the believe time. You. And also, I feel like I'm walking into a trap. I'm really good at walking into traps.
So you should know exactly how to respond to it then.
Okay. So how many cards are you going to draw?
Okay, I know how many cards I want to draw.
All right, how many?
Shouldn't it know?
It does, in fact, know.
It's not a fortune-telling book.
But we don't know. You have to tell us.
Yeah. I want to draw 5 cards.
Okay, draw 5 cards. So the first card you draw is the knight.
I run away.
Well, hold on. Oh. This fighter appears out of nowhere, and he's going to serve you loyally until death.
Awesome.
They look, they're, you know, the same race and stuff as you, and gender as you are. And you've got a new friend.
I'm guessing elf? Or
that's the knight card.
Or kender.
I do play an elf, usually.
Okay. Cool, so you've got this elf knight that's going to hang out with you for a while.
Sweet.
Here comes the second card.
Wait, can I just, like, leave my little knight buddy here and, like, I leave the room and he looks at the other cards?
No, it's you. It's you that are drawing them. Oh, the deck will follow you forever.
Oh.
Let's see here. You draw the star, which adds 2 points to any ability that you choose. They cannot be divided among 2 abilities. So what ability are you going to increase by 2 points?
Mm-hmm. I'm real good at this game, so clearly I know exactly what my abilities are.
Mm-hmm.
Strength, dexterity, constitution, wisdom, intelligence, or charisma?
Charisma.
Okay. Your charisma increases by 2 points. Here comes the third card.
You gotta have it for the supreme ruler.
It's another knight.
Yes!
You have another loyal servant who will appear out of nowhere and serve you loyalty until death. Clearly, your charisma is inspiring these people who are wandering out of the woods to join your cause. Fourth card is the key. A magical weapon magically appears in your hand. What type of magical weapon is it, Chrissy?
Can it be like some sort of really awesome sword?
It is the realiest awesomest sword of kings of old.
Clearly it's Excalibur.
It's clearly very awesome. All right, here comes the fifth card, Lassie, everybody. Moon. Don't hold your breath. Oh, Chrissy, roll a d4.
Shoot, I don't have one. Hey, Jeff, roll a d4 for me.
All right. It's a 3.
Okay. You lose 4 points of intelligence immediately, Chrissy.
Okay, that's fine.
And you get the choice to draw another card if you want to.
Well, I just lost a lot of intelligence, and so clearly I'm an idiot now and draw another card and push my stupid luck.
It's the gem. Holy cow. You get a jewelry, all gold set with gems. There's a lot of gems on it. the gold thing is worth 2,000 gold, and the gems are worth 1,000 gold each.
Wow.
Now you're rich.
And that concludes Chrissy's epic run with the deck of many things.
That was actually an amazingly good run.
Here's the thing. I feel fine. Like, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed anymore, but I am a charismatic,
magically charismatic, imbued, rich, with loyal servants.
Yeah so I don't need to be smart, because I can just be like, hey, knights, what should I do? And they're like, we're super loyal, you know, until we die, so we won't give you bad advice. And
as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, the deck of many things can only bring you joy.
Yeah, get your own today. Draw as many cards as you can.
I feel like that's not true, guys.
Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells as we end on this wonderful note.
Good night, guys. I would be really careful with that deck of many things. I would not trust it.
Listen, the only thing that can go wrong with the deck of many things is that you don't draw all of the cards at once. That's the only thing. Make sure... Go big or go home.
Make sure you have fun, kids. Thanks for listening.